Every day, residents of Vancouver use an average of 270 liters of water in their daily lives. While this number may seem impossible, every drop counts. For example, the tap water you left on while brushing your teeth, or that load of laundry consisting of only one t-shirt. And don't forget the time you sang Don't Stop Believin' for 45 minutes in the shower. Wasting water is something we're all guilty of. So next time, let's turn the water off when brushing our teeth. Make sure that load of laundry we're washing is full, and limit our showers to under 10 minutes. Let's limit our water consumption one task at a time. Brought to you by the City of Vancouver.
Hi there, this is Annie Roach with the Arts Edge, and welcome to Freaky Friday. It is Black Friday in the States. They had their Thanksgiving last night. So here in Canada, we're kind of affected by that, I guess, in terms of sales and stores and deals and stuff. I myself am not shopping on this Freaky Friday. I don't usually go in for all the sales, and I'm less of a shopper as I get older, which is kind of nice. Tonight's theme for tonight's show is featured on songs that have days of the week in them. Also, a few bands and singers with a reference to one of the days of the week. So, to start things off, I've got a song from one of my favorite Canadian bands, Freeman Dre and the Kitchen Party. This is off their 2010 album, Red Door, Second Floor. Here we go with Saturday Night in Parkdale.
Well, it's a Saturday night in Parkdale, and I can hear the streetcar rolling by. I'm inside with my sweetheart getting high on a Saturday night. And she says, babe, could you imagine if we landed on some other side of town? And I say, yeah, I could, but for now let's stick around. There ain't no place built for dreamers quite like Parkdale, and it sounds like
next, I've got a song from another Canadian. This is from Connie Keldor, who is originally out of Saskatchewan, off her album Sky with Nothing to Get in the Way. Here we have Small Town Saturday Night.
He hasn't been lucky in a year or two. He knows he's good looking, but what you gonna do? He says, if you don't fish, then you never get a bite. It's just another small town Saturday night. You gotta drink,
drink,
till you feel all right. You gotta drink,
drink,
till you get a little tight. You gotta drink,
drink,
till someone starts a fight. It's just another small town Saturday night. The girls know they're pretty, the boys know they're right. It's just another small town Saturday night. Who likes to shout? You know all their families and you know their car. And if you don't, you soon find out. You gotta play a little shuffleboard, have a couple beer. When the hockey team comes in, win or lose, they get a cheer. You gotta drink,
drink,
till you feel all right. You gotta drink,
drink,
till you get a little tight. You gotta drink,
drink,
till someone starts a fight. It's just another small town Saturday night. The girls know they're pretty.
Up next, I've got a radio tale. This tale tells the story of the first time I went to a movie in downtown Vancouver with my older sister. And just in keeping with tonight's theme, it has the word Saturday in it, one of the days of the week. So let's go to that now. Radio tale number 9, 16 candles and 4 girls on a Saturday night.
Radio tale number 9, 16 candles. I was 11 years old when my older sister took me to my first grown-up movie. It was sort of a grown-up movie because the movie was about teenagers dating and going off to war, and there was kissing, lots of kissing, which in my mind made it a grown-up movie. Earlier that night, I had been writing in my diary when my sister knocked on my bedroom door to ask if I wanted to go to the movies. She and her friend were going to see American Graffiti, so they thought I might like to go. I jumped off the bed. This was going to be my first grown-up movie, with 50s music, dancing, and kissing. There just had to be kissing. Besides, going to a movie in downtown Vancouver on a Saturday night didn't happen every day. In the film, there were many scenes where characters called into the radio station to request a song, as well as many scenes where the music was being DJed by Wolfman Jack, the town's infamous disc jockey. I liked his approach because, as someone who listened to the radio every day, I got to see the inside of a radio station. It also illustrated the power that radio and media personality could have on its audience. As a tribute to the famed actor and DJ, Wolfman Jack, the guest who penned the song that became a huge hit, Clap for the Wolfman.
Clap for the Wolfman, he gon' reach your record high. Clap for the Wolfman, you gon' dig him till the day.
As it turned out, the movie was more than I thought it would be. It was more than I dreamed. From 16 candles that are sure to make your dreams come true, to Bill Haley's 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock rock. And then, of course, there was the Beach Boys, Barbara Ann, and one of my very favorites, was a tune from Johnny Burnett, You're 16, You're Beautiful, and You're Mine.
Come on like a dream, peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're
already... I sat on the edge of my seat for most of the movie. It was thrilling to be there and to be out with my older sister. With each romantic scene came dancing and kissing, often in the back seat of a car, and boy, my friend and I giggled wildly. Our older sisters laughed at our silliness, while they were more reserved with their girlishness and thoughtful crushes on boys. Yet the thought of romance, although exciting, sent us into fits of laughter, and of course, there was crying in the chapel.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. I am happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple task.
On the bus ride home, my sister asked if I liked the movie. Oh, yes, I said, starry-eyed. I liked the music and the dancing, and the dresses, too. And, of course, the kissing.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me home. We'll have some fun.
As I reflect on this memory, I am once again thoughtful of this event and am almost left pining for my youth, that innocence. It was a time when my sister was both my sister and my friend. She was a young woman who helped to ease my way through adolescence and into adulthood. I am grateful for that time and for her kindness, despite the years that would follow of silence, spurred on by the unspoken moments of our young lives. After writing this radio tale, I got ready for bed, turned off the lights, and traveled back in time, back to those 16 candles that made my dreams come true. It made me think about my older sister and wonder. I wonder if she still sits under big open skies. I wonder if she ever wishes on falling stars or 16 candles. And I wonder if her wishes come true. I hope so.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh,
good night, sweetheart.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go home. I hate to leave you, I really must say. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, I hate to leave you, babe. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so.
The references and musical references in this radio tale are as follows. Club for the Wolfman, recorded by The Guess Who, on American Graffiti, LP 1974. Barbara Ann, recorded by The Beach Boys, on Beach Boys Party, LP 1965. We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock, recorded by Bill Haley and the Comets, On American Graffiti, LP 1973. Crying in the Chapel. Recorded by Sonny Till and the Orioles. On American Graffiti, LP 1973. American Graffiti, film, directed by George Lucas, 1973. 16 Candles, recorded by The Crest. On American Graffiti, LP 1973. Goodnight, Sweetheart, recorded by The Spaniels. On American Graffiti, LP 1973. Sweet 16, recorded by Bill Haley and the Comets. On American Graffiti, LP 1973.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
Run and gun and fire.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Stun and I'm gonna win.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
There was a lot of triggering things, and so for me, what I want to do is want to make sure that I am carrying a message through most of my music, not all of my music, because I don't feel like it's my job. I'm not a musical activist.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Done and I'm gonna win. Yeah.
And that was Highway from Genevieve and the Wild Sundays off the 2007 CD Fine Line. Up next, we've got Canadian trio North Atlantic Trio from their 2013 CD Some Part of Something. Here we go with Monday Morning and Reels. Thank you. of you probably guessed, that was the classic tune from the British band The Bangles, Manic Monday. Up next off the 2012 country and folk album Live at Revolution, here we have Tuesday Night from the Good Lovelies.
One, two, three, four. Tuesday night, drew the curtains to shut out the morning light. Dew was burning from the grass, dread morning grew with every car that
singer-songwriter out of the UK, Jess Glynn, with her hit single, Thursday, off the album Always In Between, released in 2018. And now the last song that we have before we go to Story Corner Part 2 is Canada's own songstress out of Sydney, Nova Scotia, now passed away since 2013, the lovely and beautiful singer-songwriter, Rita McNeil. Off her album, Full Circle, here we have On a Friday Afternoon.
I found the poncho and lefty tape. We played it time and time again. Has anything changed since the good old days? Well, I can name a few. There's a lot more water under the bridge. time we spent chasing after our dreams.